first bond, though, the debate was quite a bit different from that. The debate was, should the funds just be used within the city limits or allowed in the annexation declaration?
Yeah.
So not even considering going outside of
right.
that, it was, discussion was, should those funds just be used in the city limits where the taxpayers are paying for open space?
Yeah.
So it could be that the language could be adopted any way that the city council wants it to be. But if we did follow the same format,
yeah.
we would want to extend that annexation declaration.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks for the clarification.
Another thing to consider, the growth boundary helps create a buffer from surrounding communities. State code does not prohibit, but it does discourage the overlapping of growth boundaries of different cities. Midway's boundaries expand, it's less likely surrounding communities will include those areas in their growth boundaries. So it kind of creates a buffer for us. Again, could cities overlap on their growth boundaries? They can, but it is discouraged. It also might make it so other communities might consider twice before they overlap on what the city has already extended its boundary out to. So something to consider with that. Another one to consider, Midway gains control over land use laws in areas that are annexed into the city. We don't change anything if it's just in the declaration, only if it's annexed. Currently, lands in the Northfield are in Wasatch County jurisdiction, and the county's land use laws govern the area. If those properties are annexed into Midway, Midway determines the land use laws that will control land use, and those laws will support the vision and goals in the general plan. So our vision is preservation. We have an open space chapter on that completely. We could create land use laws that make it easier for a property owner to maybe use their land. So for instance, in the 20 zone, which is a 20 acre zone, we could keep the same density, but we could create flexibility in a code such as, we have a rural preservation code in Midway right now. It's been pretty popular. We incentivize a landowner to have a less dense development. But they also have flexibility on how large the lots could be. We keep the base at 5 acres per lot. They're able to make a 1 acre lot and then a 9 acre lot, so they can have some flexibility on the size of those lots. I think the thought generally is not to increase density, though the city council will have to make a final decision on that. But the idea is possibly to create some flexibility where a landowner might want to annex into the city. So those are things to consider. There's some positive things to consider regarding the city that this can do with land use laws. One thing the city has that might incentivize a property owner is we do have culinary water system. You have to physically get that water across the river. Not impossible to do, we have our engineer here, but they can discuss that. But that's usually one of the main reasons why somebody would want to annex into the city is to be able to connect to our culinary water system. Right now in the Northfields, there's not a culinary water system. The homes you see are usually on a well. They're also usually not connected to the sewer system, so they usually have some type of alternative septic system, is what you see. Some things to consider, this is the Heber City, really their land use map and their annexation declaration. This was from a couple of years ago, and Heber City proper is down in this area. You can see they've expanded all the way up into kind of Jordanelle area. This is the Northfields area, so before the declaration actually came all the way out to 1750 West, roughly. So covered most of the Northfields. In the last 2 years, that has been pulled back. Actually, this is a closer view of that, so you can see. Here's Midway Main Street, Heber Main Street, and then the Northfields. This is 1750 West right here, and coming down close to Casperville Road in the south. In recent years, they did pull that boundary back quite a bit. So their current growth boundary is what's on the map right now. Again, Jordanelle is right at the top of this map. You can see Highway 40 coming down the center and State Route 113, Midway Lane. And so that boundary has now been pulled back quite a ways, about where the high school is being constructed right now. So they currently do not have an annexation declaration out into the Northfields. Things could change, though, with surrounding communities, and that's what happens. New people are elected with different thoughts, and so maps can change pretty quickly.
Michael, do you know why?
Purple is our current boundary.
Michael, do you know why they pulled their expansion boundary back?
I don't have a good answer on why they pulled back from what it was.
kind of unusual that they would.
All the maps are on the website. Oh, Tracy.
I know why.
So, Chair, are you okay with?
Sure, if you can answer the question.
Hi, I'm Tracy Taylor. I'm a Heber City resident, but I'm a Midway property owner as well, but I was part of that general plan, 2050 general plan. And a lot of people noticed that line go out to 1750 and they were not happy about it. We even brought up the resort corner and thought that shouldn't be a part of it either. But we were told it's not a big deal and they'll look at it, but it was left in. But there was an outcry from Heber City residents that they would go that far west. And in the Heber City general plan, it says that they did a survey, 98% of the public that were surveyed said they wanted to preserve the North Fields.
So their reason for pulling it back is to let it stay as opposed to expanding in there.
Right.
Okay.
Keep the county zoning A20.
Got it.
And the Heber City residents were very adamant about that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome.
So this is the current county zoning map. You can see Midway over here on the left, Heber on the right. And we've got everything in color is zoned by the county and in their jurisdiction. So we've really got some three different zones in this area to consider. North Fields is the A20 zone, so a 20-acre base. Within this, you can see this cross-hatched area. Those are our agricultural protection areas. And so one thing that we would need to do is, well, first of all, we need to consider adopting new zoning laws if we were to annex, to extend our boundary. Because our current zoning, for instance, usually is an acre. This is much less dense than that, so we would probably want to adopt a zone that is very similar, if not the same, as what the county has. So A20. We'd also want to adopt agricultural protection code. And so the same thing would happen in the city regarding agricultural protection. There's also this kind of light blue zone that covers the Provo River area, also Heber Valley Special Service District. And that's a public facility zone, so the PF zone, that's another zone that we would also need to create and adopt by the city. A third one potentially could be the RA5 zone. So you can see there's some RA5 already over kind of by the fish hatchery area, but there's some down by Casperville Road also, so north of the train tracks. And Charleston boundary actually is the south side of the railroad tracks for the Heber Valley Railroad. So their declaration doesn't go any farther north than the train tracks.
Hey, Michael, can you explain, what did you call it, farming preservation, the crosshatched?
Yeah, the crosshatched, yeah, the agricultural protection zone.
Yeah.
There's a number of parts to this, but the main issue is these areas are agriculture. They've been agricultural for a long time. As growth happens and there's subdivisions that grow around areas of agriculture that are agricultural in nature, if there is an agricultural protection area and somebody complains about normal nuisance type issues, not health related issues, basically the thought is they move to the nuisance and things wouldn't change. Now, if there's a health issue, that's a different story, but as long as it's a normal nuisance type issue, there wouldn't be any action taken towards the agricultural property. So it helps somebody who's farming continue to farm.
And that was a recent change, wasn't it? And wasn't it done partially to try to prevent the bypass from going through those properties? Yes, come on. We're in learning mode here, so.
Well, I'm glad I showed up, honestly. I was curious what this was all about. So it's Tracy Taylor again. I'm on the Wasatch Open Lands Board as well.
Okay.
So the county passed the agricultural protection area like a year ago, last January or February, I want to say. There's a lot more protections than even a conservation easement.
So it's not
it's
not just
a stronger protection. action. It's a state code. It's in the code that you are afforded to pass this zoning in your area. So the, any kind of infiltration of roads or anything, they have to show a burden of proof that they need to go through that area. So it there's an actual code you can pull up, and it says exactly what those protection areas were. But there were people in Wasatch County, citizens, really wanting to get that put in the North Fields and anywhere else in the county that these farmers are interested in doing it. So it's Wasatch County wide.
But was it, was the impetus the to try to slow the bypass down or move it or stop it?
Well, I don't believe so, because the UDOT can, and I'm no attorney, so let me say that right off the bat too, but if UDOT wants to come through, they can still come through, but it is eminent domain.
Yeah.
And they have to go through a process, part of which is to prove that there's
no other
alternative route that they could do.
Okay.
But the county was looking at some of the citizens in the county were looking at this for a couple of years prior to the council passing it.
Great. Thanks again.
Michael. We've had discussions in Midway on even adopting this without expanding our annexation declaration, just try to protect agriculture within the city limits. But definitely, if we did expand our boundary out in the North Fields, we'd want to adopt that same state code here in Midway. And it does a number of things, not only nuisance, but it also, just like Tracy mentioned, you have to have a really good reason to kind of disrupt these areas for roads or future development.
Yeah.
So it's an added layer of protection.
Okay.
Let's see. So we talked about PF zone, the A20 zone, and then the RA5 zone is this yellow area. So that's a 5-acre base for any type of subdivision. So all of these zones, we would need to, anything included in that extended annexation declaration, we need to write code, adopt code for these zones. Also, if we did want to adopt any type of subdivision code, we need to write that and adopt that. That would need to come before the Planning Commission. The other thing is actually writing either a new chapter in the general plan regarding this area or amending one of our existing chapters to really create the vision for what this would look like. If the, you know, the goal is preservation, we want to make sure that that's what happens in the area, and it makes it more difficult to not follow that vision. So all of that takes quite a bit of time and work, and we definitely don't have those codes ready tonight. What we need to know tonight is roughly where, if the Planning Commission would recommend expanding the boundary out. Once we get a feel for that, we can see what codes we need to get ready, and then we would come back to you with those codes. So the thought would be not to take any action tonight on this, just to get thoughts from the Planning Commission so we can move to the next meeting and have some of those items prepared for you.
I've got a comment or question, both. I know you said before the advantage of expanding it would be preservation.
Control.
Sorry?
Maybe even control.
Control, but is it better, can the county control that, the North Fields and that protected land better than us? I mean, because say 20 years down the road, none of us are here, and they all come in and say, well, we need to, some more developments or whatever it is. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
If the county's better equipped to preserve that, I'd rather leave it like it is.
So there's a lot to that question. I think a lot of it depends on who the elected officials are, either in Midway or in the county.
Right.
Things can change depending on who's elected. There was a push a number of years ago to reduce the, or actually increase the density.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important if it were brought in.